So we're down here at the Stop the Williams Pipeline rally near the Brooklyn Bridge, and we catch up with Patrick Houston, who's with New York Communities of Change. Why is your group concerned about the Williams Pipeline?
Sure. At New York Communities for Change, we do organizing in low-income communities and black brown communities, and we know that when extreme weather hits, when big storms like Hurricane Sandy or Hurricane Maria or even Hurricane Harvey hit, we know that communities of color tend to get hit harder than other communities because they tend to have less to fall back on, less familial wealth because of years of discrimination. And so we have many of our members, we're a membership organization, we have members all across the city, and many of our members in this city, some in Rockaways and then some in parts of Brooklyn, got slammed pretty bad during Hurricane Sandy. We have some members whose homes were badly damaged, one member who never could move back into her home, another member whose home has been marked for foreclosure because she couldn't afford both the repairs and the mortgage. And so these are the very real everyday effects that the climate crisis is having on people now. And so at New York Communities for Change, we decided we have to make climate change a priority because it's inextricably linked to so many other issues of racial and economic justice.
So in addition to trying to stop the Williams Pipeline, what are some of the other things you want either the state, federal, or the city to be doing?
Unfortunately, New York City and New York State is not where it needs to be to address the climate crisis. Both the city has the goal of achieving 80% reductions in carbon emission by 2050. The state, Governor Cuomo, claims to have this goal of reaching 100% carbon neutrality by 2040, but in reality, we're nowhere on pace to be in there. And the reason we're not on pace to get into these goals, these urgent goals, is because we don't have enough tangible policies in action on the state level by Governor Cuomo to get us there. And so that's why we're urging Governor Cuomo to stop the Williams Pipeline, which is one of the fights. That's why we're urging the New York State Comptroller, Tom DiNapoli, to divest the billions of dollars of state pension funds that are in the fossil fuel industry and instead, you know, put that money towards renewable energy. That's why on the city level, today we pushed hard for and just passed the Climate Mobilization Act, which was led by Councilmember Constantinides, who did a great job on that. And now New York City has just passed the world's strongest piece of legislation to address climate change on the city level. And so that's a large step forward. We applaud Councilmember Constantinides and Speaker Cory Johnson, but we need to be seeing these big victories every single day. And so the next one is getting Governor Cuomo to deny the Williams Pipeline if he's serious about a Green New Deal for New York State.
Now, a lot of the studies I've seen about moving to 100% clean energy says that one of the biggest barriers is a lack of trained workers to install solar. I imagine your group would be supportive of trying to get more job creation and more job training for people.
We would be extremely supportive of that, and that's the reason why we were extremely supportive of Intro 1253, which just passed on the city level today. That's the bill to require that buildings, the largest source of pollution in New York City, improve, cut their climate emissions. How can they do that? By retrofitting their buildings to be more energy efficient. What does that create? Thousands and thousands of jobs for everyday New Yorkers that need them. So we are very supportive of that, and we need to keep on pushing so that the markets can be more prepared to respond to the demands to build out renewable energy.
So Patrick, I imagine New York Communities of Change has a website. People want more information?
Yeah, we do. People can follow us on Twitter at NYChange. People can go to our website, nycommunities.org, for more information. And, you know, the only way that we get victories is when everyday people get involved. You know, everyday people need to step up and be activists in the age of Trump, in the age of climate catastrophe, in the age of extreme economic inequality. And so everybody come visit nycommunities.org and we'll welcome you to get engaged.
Thank you, Patrick. We catch up next with Edie Kanowitz of the New York City Friends of Clearwater. Edie, why is Clearwater concerned about the Williams Pipeline?
Well, I mean, we're concerned about everything that affects climate change, and we're concerned about everything that affects our water. And we have to stop this pipeline for a lot of reasons. I mean, it's going to be absolutely going in the wrong direction for stopping climate change, and it's also going to bring a lot more pollution into the New York Harbor waters. It's going to be bad for the marine life, it's going to be bad for human life, and it's just part of a much larger context where we have to get off of fossil fuels.
Thank you very much, Edie. So we catch up with Gene Bergman, who is with Rise and Resist. Gene, what brings you out here today?
Well, Marcus, you know, I am dedicated to fighting climate change in every way I can, and one of the most crucial things is, A, that we stop burning fossil fuels, and B, that we eliminate the infrastructure that moves fossil fuels, which enables them to be burned. So that's the general picture, and then specifically, I'm opposed to the Williams pipeline and the particular threats that it presents to our state. And we're here to demand that Governor Cuomo block the Williams pipeline. He has banned fracking in New York State, but that's a meaningless action if he doesn't ban the transport of fossil fuel gases through New York State.
And can you tell us a little bit about Rise and Resist?
Well, Rise and Resist was formed as an organization to oppose Donald Trump and his autocratic empire building. And
you haven't succeeded yet.
No, but we're working on it. So we have a very broad mandate. We work on immigration issues. We work on climate issues. We make ourselves available to support other actions. So a number of us here who are marshaling are trained marshals, some through Rise and Resist. Some of us have been marshaling for 100 years.
And do you have a Rise and Resist have a website?
Yes, it does. It must be riseandresist.org.
Or you probably can Google it.
Facebook, too, if you do that.
Well, thank you, Gene, for taking a moment.
Hi, I'm Jim McCabe. I'm Secretary of the Green Party in New York State and live here in New York County. And I'm here to protest the Williams Pipeline because we've got to get New York State and the country and the world off of fossil fuels. We got to move to 100% clean renewable energy by 2030, and that means stopping this pipeline. Governor Cuomo has the ability to grant permits or deny them, and we want him to deny. Just earlier today, the New York City Council passed a resolution opposing the pipeline. They also passed a Climate Mobilization Act. We need the governor to act, and we need him to act quickly to stop this and move us to 100% clean renewable energy by 2030. Not later, as some advocates are pushing for. The sooner the better.
So what are some of the steps you would like to see in terms of, you know, actually getting, say, wind and solar developed here in New York State?
Well, we have a great resource off the coast of Long Island in terms of wind power that is currently being unharnessed. The state gets a very, very small percentage of its overall energy input from renewables, and we need to change that. And adding new fracked gas infrastructure is not going to help the situation. It's not going to help the climate.
Thank you, Jim McCabe. Jemani Williams.
Indigenous women. That is black women. If we follow them, we cannot go wrong. I say no, you say pipeline. No.
Pipeline.
No.
Pipeline.
No.
Pipeline.
I say Cuomo, you say stop it. Cuomo.
Stop it.
Cuomo.
Stop it.
No.
Pipeline.
No.
Pipeline.
No.
Pipeline.
Cuomo.
Stop it.
Cuomo.
Stop it. It's going to be these young people I know that are going to save us. Yes. And that are also leading the way. Yes, and they give me so much hope. So I have the great honor today to introduce Alexandria Villaseñor. She is a 13-year-old climate activist.
Yes. So my name is Alexandria Villaseñor. I am a 13-year-old climate activist from New York City.
All right.
I'm in seventh grade, and I've been on climate strike for 18 weeks now.
Yes.
In front of the United Nations headquarters. So my demands are very simple for my climate strike. The world leaders reduce greenhouse gas emissions globally by 2030. According to the IPCC report that came out last October, we have 11 years left before we have irreversible effects of climate change. If we fail to reduce our global emissions, we will face more frequent and extreme weather events. There will be more extreme, severe droughts and floods. Our food system will be disrupted, and there will be a mass migration of people and distress and biodiversity loss, leading us to the sixth mass extinction. We are here today because Williams Transco wants to build a 23-mile pipeline to bring fracked gas all the way from Pennsylvania to the Rockaways. This fracked gas is, of course, meant to be burned and would release even more greenhouse gas emissions into our atmosphere, contributing to climate change. We already only have 11 years left. We should reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, getting off of all fossil fuels and turning to renewable energy before building more fossil fuel infrastructure.